young lady in the church I spoke to some time ago. She said, I'm going to marry the unsaved boy. I said, you better not. God said, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. I'm going to do it anyway. She was a... What about young people that will not obey authority? What about the dear young people? And that's why I admire the Japanese nation. The Chinese nation. They admire and they respect the elders above them. Our nation seems to have no time for old folks. They don't want their bodies. It's a young people's movement. There's even a movement underway to murder everyone under over, what is it, 35 or 40 years of age. The reason I'm preaching so stronger is I'm getting close to 35 years of age. Amen. Young people, I believe when the leaders, when the deacons, when the teachers, when the superintendent says, get out of the halls, it's time to start Sunday school. I believe you ought to get out of the halls when it's time to start Sunday school. Can you say amen? I don't care what mama says or papa says. If they say, get out of the halls, I believe you ought to obey God's people. Can you say amen? Let's go a step further. Some of you, don't you just say, young people like you in Sunday school. You say, I just don't like the teachers. I don't get anything out of it. You're like the advertising. You never outgrow your need for milk. You never outgrow your need for Sunday school. I know all of our teachers here may not be, maybe 99% of them, maybe not all of them are Robert G. Hayes. They may all be William Jennings Bryan. They may not be that for sure. But you're not catching me out of yourself. That teacher's prepared all a week very hard. He's gone to much expense. I believe you're an anarchist if you don't come to Sunday school and learn from the Word of God. Can you say a good amen out there tonight? Go a step further. You're an anarchist if you talk about your job. And I want to go on that a little bit farther. When the service is over, I repeat this morning, we'll probably have Barnett stew, because when you preach one like this, there's just a lot of people don't agree. But that's your choice tonight. Yeah, that's wonderful. We live in this kind of country. You might have Barnett stew when you get home, but not personally. I have gotten away. There was a time I do, but the Lord knows my wife will be witness. I don't have any part anymore of what we call them, the preachers, the French fry and the onion ring crowd. They get together and just talk about all the preachers. Someone said, man, that Charles Blair is doing something great in Denver. And others say, oh, there's nothing different between him and me except his glands. Well, if there's something different in your glands than his glands, I thought he better have an operation to get some of Charles Blair's glands in. I refuse to be a part of it anymore. By God's help, I've made a resolution to only speak good things about God. If you have Barnett stew tonight, let me ask you one thing. Put the kids in the bed and shut the door. Because there'll come a time you need the preacher. He may turn out to be the best friend that you have. Don't be an anarchist, my friend. When the choir is ready to sing, you're called to sing on the bar. Have you rebelled against the authority and said, I just don't feel like it tonight? I didn't feel like preaching that. I've got a wisdom tooth and a knot beneath my chin. It hurts me every time I open my mouth. You'll say, well, it's not hurting you too much. You're sure going all the time. Well, it hurts anyway, but in spite of it, what I'm saying feels so good, I'll just go a little bit more. When the orchestra practice goes, if you just don't feel like blowing the horn that night, don't be an anarchist and stay away. We had a little dog one time. Don't worry, they're going to get it all taken care of. The only thing that worries me about is when you look over there, don't worry about it. It's okay. I had a little dog named NATO. NATO was a registered dog. We bought that little thing, and it was a little bitty dog, just skin bones and had almost missing. But we brought old NATO home. They gave us papers on NATO. She was a registered German Dachshund. Finally, we got her well and on her feet, and I remember I used to come home, and she'd be on Mario's lap there in the front. She kind of stick that pointed German nose up and look at me like, I'm somebody I came from the Kaiser, Germany. She used to say, I've got papers on myself. I'm registered. I'm pure. What about you? Yes, she thought it was okay because Mari's a pure Swede, you know. What about your papers? Now, she didn't say that, but I knew that's what she was saying. Well, I said it's English and Swedish and German and Indian and probably a little bit of everything else. I remember the first time that she became of age, we tried to get her to sleep down the hall. Maria said, Mate, don't go in your room. And she just looked up. She said about three or four times. And Maria said, Mate, don't get in that room. And she looked up like, see, that guy thinks he doesn't have papers. Oh, Mate, you may have papers, but you're going out. Get on the nose. And I said, get in the room. She looked and said, what is he trying to do? I hit her again, and she looked again like I'm too young to be winning. I hit her again, said, get in that group. About the fifth time she ran that bathroom. Down there, she'd come out and sneak around. And Mario said, hey, go get in the room. Oh, that sweet accent, or that true accent, you know. And Mesa would kind of look up at her, but when I'd say, get out of that hall, ran, she'd take off around that corner. And if she wouldn't obey, I'd always take her by the neck, and we had a big, long, slick hall. And I'd have about a 20-foot bowling alley, and I'd take it, and I'd go, shh. And when she'd hit the door, she'd look at me like, I believe he means business. I thought, I'm not going to have an anarchist in my home, even if it's a dog. Can you say amen? Learn things about kids, too. I'm getting wiser every day. Everybody just spanking, but let me see your hand. You bring them home to the hospital the first day, you know, they look up at you, and they say, boy, tonight I'm going to test him out. You may think the reason he smiles is because he has guest things, but tell the reason why he smiles. I'm going to see if the old boy and girl what they're made of tonight. About 2 o'clock, you know, you get up and check the doctor, the pin's okay, they're not chapped, everything's just right, they got covers on. You get back in bed, it's the same old story all night, you rock the baby, and he says, I've got dad on the bed, he doesn't say no. There comes a time you got to shut him in the door, as Marty and I. And you have to shut him in the room and just let him cry around, or else he'll end up in an arms. Can you say amen? Well, there are not many amens out there, but it's the truth. If you believe, say amen. And remember, you give him the bottle, and he takes the bottle, and he throws it down on the floor, and you say, whoop. Get back to him again. He throws down and says, whoop. There comes a time when you've got to let him know that it's time to throw the bottle down. And you go to the restaurant. So this is real current. Brother Hollingsworth shaking his head back there, you know. And they just act up awful. Well, they're sleepy. The mother's grandma and mother say, you know, they're tired. They've had a lot of people at church have been just loving them. They're tired. And so they knock over a glass of water, and it gets over daddy's pants, and he gets mad, but he doesn't do anything about it. Whoops, you say, you know. The second time he knocks over the coffee, which he did today, and I've got the spot right here to prove it on my pants. I didn't have time to change him. I've been studying today, believe it or not. And now, Daddy, but you got to finally say no. Because, my friends, if you don't, there'll be a day that he might throw something else, that he might not be able to say no to authority. Dad, you're the God, you're the sheriff, you're the president in the home. You're the only look, the only look, the only image of God that your children will see will be within you. You heard about the voice talking? He said, do you believe in the devil? God said, no. Not just like all that stuff he tells about Santa Claus. The devil's really your dad. And the child said, no, Dad. And he's the one that said no to the draft board. He's the one that said, no, burn my draft card. He's the one, my friends. God help us to that. Now you'll say, Brother Barnett, you preach hard. That's right. I don't preach this sermon every single Sunday night in this time. You probably never heard me preach this type in my life. But I feel that there's too lack of authority. Right. I believe you ought to be loyal to your church. Loyal to the pastor, whether you agree or not, to stick behind him. But most of all, loyal to God and his cause. There's some people in this building that are rebelling against God. Who crucified Jesus? Was it the Roman soldiers? Was it Pilate? Was it the mob that said crucify him? Was it God? He let them crucify him. But the thing was, I have more respect for the men who drove the nails in his hands then. Because the law commanded them to do it. And I did it for you. That are disobeying God's law now. Your anarchist against him and said, come, I love you. I gave my son to die for you on the cross. I let him go through agony. I let him go through pain for you. That's what he did. I'm not saying, well, that loved you. He died for you and stuff, but you walk over his body. You spit in his face. You mock him. Well, you don't have to be a long-haired, dirty person to believe me. You can have a bald head. You can have a new suit on and shiny shoes. And still, my friends, be an anarchist against God. Oh, today he's speaking in love. Today his arms are wide open. Tonight he says, come and I'll give you rest. Come and I'll give you peace. Come and I'll roll your burdens away. By history's also proof that when men forgot his authority, when men formed it, when men rejected it, when they ridiculed it, I hear them. That God proves, can my heart endure? Can my hands be strong in the day I shall deal with thee? I, Jehovah, have spoken it. I will do it. Right. 16 major civilizations have crumbled and fallen because they forgot the laws of God. Men have lost the most precious thing they possessed before they would come to God. Men have seen their only possession, their children, die before they would come to God. Men have lost companions. Men have lost their house because they would not listen to His love and His mercy. God's a God of authority. He's a God of judgment. Wonderful children, a fine home, a good income, America. But if you reject Him, He may turn to judgment. You see, your sins will find you out. He said, the wages of sin is death. He said, the word of transgressors are. He said, of sin, God spared not the world. Every day. In the last 45 minutes, I preached to you from the heart. 40 or 45 minutes, and I hardly ever speak this long, but I told God to. I wanted to get what I wanted to say, and it was subject in one night, I mean, so I let it go tonight. That's why you come to church, my friend. If you want to be entertained, you can flip the knob, and you're the best entertainment in the world. Reach out to you and do it. It costs thousands of dollars for money to take the Jesus in the ring. If you want music, you just come in your stereo. Reject the laws of God, reject parents, and parents forget their obligation. Don't take it from a young man, but a very young man, because as the word of God recommends, while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, God's moving. It will not be the Lord's will. Thank you. nobody comes, and you're ashamed of God for the way you see.
If you don't mean business, you'll suck it.
You don't care about your family. The authority and responsibility of you, but you said, in fact, you're not ashamed of God, and you mean the business.
If you better when you raised your head, if you're not ashamed of God. God bless every one of you. One, two, three, four. Keep your head down there. Still stand up. Come on, young man. Stand.
Keep your head down there. Stand. Four, don't. God bless you. God bless you.
Five, six. God bless you. Remain standing just a minute. I'm about to pray for you. Remain standing only a few seconds longer. Why stand with your husband? Husband, husband. Come on, young lady. Stand up. Come on, young man. Now.
There's something in my life I don't like get told enough.
Maybe it's one of the points you've been preaching on, Brother Barnett. I want to get it right with God.
Yes.
Step right now. Come on. Stand and say, Mother, we're not against you. I'm asking God to help my spirit. Stand now. I see it. God bless you, David. God bless you. Forgive him. God bless you. Many Christians pray. Thank God for sincere, earnest young people. They're not rebelling against God. Their hearts have been opened here tonight.
I'm waiting just a minute longer. Stand.
Gathering your home, come and ask God.
Tabitha.
If you want music, you just turn on the stereo. You came for spiritual music. Oh, God, speaking there tonight. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't preach this one.
Right.
How many of you believe out there? It's because I'm concerned. I don't want to see boys and girls reject the laws of God, reject parents, and parents forget their obligations. Don't take it from a young man with a very young family, but as the Word of God commands. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, God's moving. There will not be a lot of the oracle, but I think there's someone in this building who will say, I have been an anarchist in this God. I've rejected his commandments. He's begged me to come. But I won't listen. And I know that sometimes he then refuses mercy, he turns to judgment. I don't know what an evil man. The hand of judgment from God. I want to come while he yet speaks in mercy. Tell me, I know God's been good. I know he's been suffering. I didn't deserve it. I want you to pray for me. Father, if you love that family, you'll come. Young man, you love those children, you'll come. Why did you come? Your house was making money. You would come if you love him. If you don't care about your family, if you don't care about God, you'll sit back and reject. You're not ashamed of God, I want to pray. But quickly, just before I pray, I want to, in just a minute, while every head is bowed, ask for the hands of you who put your hand up and say, Tommy, pray. I'm not sure that if I die, I'd be ready to meet God. I want to be sure, will you pray for me? In just a minute, I want to raise your hand. If you're ashamed of God, you'll keep it down. If you want to be lost, you'll keep your hand down. If you want to leave in a worse situation than when you came, you'll keep your hand down. If you want my prayer, if you appreciate this message, you don't want to rebel against God anymore. I want you to put your hand up right now while every hand is down. I leave hands with them. Okay, that's what I did. Just put your hand up and down and say, pray for me, Tommy. Let me see your hand right now, all over this office. They're going up. Oh, thank God, I see three separate families with hands raised up. Yes. They're still going up. God bless those two back there. Christians, pray. God's moving. Brothers, if he God, I'm waiting just a few seconds. If there's any doubt, put your hand up and down and say, I need your prayer, Tommy, pray. I've prayed I've been an anarchist. I believe that I've been rebelling against God. I don't want to do it anymore. Tommy, pray for me. Let me see your hand. Put it up now. Come on, young man. Come on, young lady. Come on, poor girl. Let me see your hand now. If you don't mean business, you'll suck it. You don't care about your family and the authority and the responsibility that is yours, you'll suck it. But if you're not ashamed of God, if you mean business, if you met when you raised your hand, if you're not ashamed of God, whatever it is about, I want every one of you that raised your hand to stand to your feet right now as I pray for you. And I mean this because I'll be 100%. Get up, they're standing right. Come on. They're standing. God bless every one of you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep your head bowed. They're still standing up. Come on, young man, stand. Keep your head bowed. They're standing. 4 adults. God bless them. God bless them. 5, 6. God bless you. Remain standing just a minute. I'm about to pray for you. Remain standing only a few seconds longer. Wife, stand with your husband. Your husband and your wife. Boy, with your girl. Come on, young lady, stand up. Come on, young man, now. Maybe you're saying, but you'll say, Tommy, I've been rebelling against the will of God. There's something in my life I'd like to include tonight. Maybe it's one of the points you've been preaching on, Brother Barnett. I want to get it right with God.
Yes.
Stand right now. Come on. Stand. I'm not going to rebel against him any longer. I'm asking God to help my spirit. Stand there now. I see him. God bless you, young man. God bless you. They're getting up. God bless you, young man. Christians, pray. Thank God for sincere, earnest young people. They're not rebelling against God. Their hearts have been opened here tonight. I'm waiting just a minute longer. Stand. You see, he's standing in his bed for salvation, and these two others that need help. Oh, God, I'm glad that our Shane is standing here. He still respects the supreme authority of them all. Satan, you'd like to wreck these souls. You'd like to send them to hell.
You'd like to bind them and destroy them.
You'd like to wreck their precious ability that they have. But then while I bind you, this night your powers will be doomed and destroyed. I command you to lose your hold and set them free in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name, your divine authority. Jesus. Jesus.
Amen. Let me stand just a minute. And now, because I care about every head is bowed, well, every eye is closed, I'm going to ask every one of you that are standing to step out and walk down this aisle and shake my hands and go to my prayer. I'm going to be the last one to pray for you. You're going to say, Jesus, I come to you. I rebel no longer. Take and change me. You can't change yourself, but he can change you. If you're ashamed of God, you'll set that down. If you want to be lost, you'll set that down. But you'll do that once.
But you want Jesus in peace.
I want every one of you that are standing to come right now.
Come on, thank God.
It's going to be 100%.
Come on. They're coming all over this building. Come on, yes.
Come on.
God bless you, ladies. God bless you, young people. God bless them. They're coming. Keep coming.
Come on.
Keep coming. God bless them. Keep coming. The Lord's moving here tonight.
Come on.
God's moving tonight. God bless you, ladies.
Yes.
God bless you, young man.
Yes. God bless you.
Thank God for this one.
Come right on. God bless you. Come right on. Come right on. Praise
God. Oh, God's moving tonight. How many feel God moving? Let me see your hand. I said, if you feel God moving, say amen. Oh, people, no matter what the world may say, I believe that the Word of God, no matter how hard it hits, I believe that it brings results. If you believe it, say amen. You might as well get excited. You've been awful quiet out there tonight, you anarchists. Everyone that believes it, say amen.
Amen.
Say, come along to someone else that needs God. Someone else that needs God.